Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Go. Hello, everyone, and welcome to an incredibly special episode of our sort of twice weekly podcast. I'm Di Flat. He is.
I'm Thomas Shanklin.
And
together today, we are.
Well, we are Cannon and Ball.
We are Flats and Shanks.
Flats and Shanks. We blimmin' are. And we are doing a special one today. In that we're talking to. I don't want to say legend because he would hate it, and people say legend too much. But in terms of English rugby, not many people have played in such a tough position in any position. More for England than Courtney Laws has. He's been banging and clanging for what seems like about 30 years. And we're going to talk to him in a minute, aren't we?
Yes, this is a special podcast brought to you by Dove Men Plus Care. And Courtney Laws is an ambassador. And we'll be finding out, basically, what he's been up to, what his daily wash routine is, what he's been doing to keep himself occupied with his kids, and a little bit about rugby.
Yeah, I've been on tour with Courtney once or twice, and
I think it was twice.
Let's find out on the call. Maybe it was once, but he's always smartly turned out, always smells fresh, on point. But I'm a bit worried because before Dove Men Plus Care called us and said, "Oh, do you fancy doing a little podcast with Courtney?" and that, all that stuff, because he's an ambassador for them. And you can chat about whatever you want. Then I put a tweet out last week which basically said I haven't washed for a few days, so I worried that I was off message. However, Tommy, this is the bit, this is the key bit. Went to the supermarket, doesn't matter which one, but it was Morrison's in Bath, for an early morning weekly shop, stocked up on deodorant. Before we were called by the people who pull the Dove out of the hat, I got my favourite deodorant. Do you know what it is?
I feel you're going to tell me.
Yeah, I use Ladies Dove. Always have. I have a cucumber one. I've always used it. It's so nice. They had a deal on at Morrison's.
Cucumber?
That is luck. Cucumber, yeah. Cucumber, and I think it's like green tea or something like that. But cucumber, yeah.
Really does nice. It smell of cucumber?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't taste of. I don't know what it tastes like. But that's it. I mean, I don't moisturise. That's my beauty routine done. My hygiene routine done pretty much, but I use soap actually, so we're getting there, aren't we?
I'm using the Dove Clean and Comfort because that's both me. I'm clean and I want to feel comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. So what have you been up to, boy?
And also, Flats, I just want to let you know it lasts for 48 hours as well. Well, this one does.
I don't know, like I haven't tested it, but
I'm showering, bathing every other day. There's no point doing it every day.
No.
You know.
Who are you trying to impress?
Nobody.
We're showing off at home, are we?
My kids, if it was anyone. No. But yeah,
I'm barely bathing my kids weekly at the moment. They just don't need it. It's rained the last couple of days, and it's just, in terms of the environment, it's just get out there, kids.
And you get to a point where your body cleanses itself anyway.
Yeah. My armpits are self-cleaning. But I haven't tested the 48-hour deodorant theory, but I'm not sure. I like the cucumber Dove, but I'm not sure anything is going to do me for 48 hours.
Not for you.
I'm a big fella. I move, you know, I get quite hot when I move around.
I spoke to you before, putting Botox in your armpits, mate. Maybe you should try it.
I thought I knew someone who did it, but I thought Lee Best did it once, the fullback, but I think he didn't. He was going to or something. But it's not, for me, it's like, could I put Botox in my whole body, including my shins and forearms?
What about,
they sweat as well.
What about shaving your body? Because people don't know this, but you're unbelievably hairy. You know, like more hairier than Mike Phillips.
Am I hairier than Mike Phillips?
You're not far off.
He looks like an otter when he gets out of the shower. Looks like a Labrador in the rainstorm. No, I'm not that bad. You're being a horrible beast. I shaved my chest once just because of all the strapping I was having. It gave me a big rash pulling all my hairs out. And then I went to this dinner and Graham Rowntree and Darren Garforth were there at this dinner. And Garforth just stood there, all having a pint. He just stood there and he said, "You shaving your chest?" I said, "How can you?" He'd basically seen above the top button of my shirt, and I just couldn't explain it away. I was like, "What do I do? Just get waxed every day and have ingrown hairs and a rash instead of shaving?" And he was like, "Yes, that's what you do."
I mean, if you want any tips on how to remove body hair, Gavin Henson is your man. Okay.
Yeah, always looked sharp, didn't he?
He has forgotten more than you'll know.
He never looked rashy either. Never looked bumpy or rashy to me.
No, I think it's the cream moisturising. Anyway, fella, what have you been up to?
Oh, God, Tommy, where do I start? Let's start at the beginning.
Okay, 1st of March.
I've been homeschooling.
Baking, cooking.
Baking, homeschooling.
Grilling.
Grilling, homeschooling.
I saw a lovely bit of short rib beef.
Oh.
You cooked.
Fella.
Das ist gut?
What's German for very? Very good.
Sehr gut.
Sehr gut. Basically, yeah. So this bit of meat, I got a top tip, because you can mess these things up, right? You can mess them up. You can overdo them or whatever. You can whatever it is. This guy said to me, right, put your grill on 110, or you want to do it indoors, your oven, but I did it outside on the Traeger, and put it at 110, stick it in with a meat thermometer in it, and leave it. Just leave it. And I've got a little app on my phone with the meter thing and probe. And it just was like, right, it's like, ping, it's going to take this long, roughly. That might change. And at one point, I was like, it's going to be ready in an hour. And I don't want it ready in an hour. So I whacked the temperature down to 95.
Mm-hmm.
Went out for a bike ride with the kids. Delayed it a bit. Came back, put it up back up to 110. And it's like, yeah, be ready in 40 minutes. And then you rest it. And you literally leave the probe in, stick it on the side in a bit of foil. And it says resting, and then it's like, ping, resting done, ready to eat when you are. It was no skill at all. I did not open the grill between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. I did not open the grill.
See, I had visions of you for 9 hours just staring at it. Salivating.
Oh, I do, yeah. No, I do. I stare at the grill. I check all the pellets. I check the power. I check everything. And it's like, I'm just standing here doing nothing.
And I loved your little video. Really enthusiastic. Wow! As a bit of juice came out.
Well, it squirted. Did you see?
Yes.
It squirted out the back. It was a squirter, and I had my little girl filming it. Peanut filmed it, and she's like, "Can I film it?" I was like, "No, you won't be steady enough." And she looked at me like, "Yes, I will." I was really gutted. I was like, "Oh, of course you can." So I was trying to sort of. I also want to excite them about, get them excited about the meat and the barbecues and all that sort of stuff, because it's quite easy for kids to just be uninterested in stuff that their parents like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when it's boring old daddy. But yeah, how you been doing, boy?
Same old, mate. Bit of training. Homeschooling, obviously.
How's that?
It's okay. You know, you just got to keep them occupied. Luckily enough, we get stuff sent through from teachers, little tasks them to do. You can then upload it, teachers mark it, and communication. The girls are also doing a bit of Zoom calling with their friends, which is really good for them because they haven't seen them for such a long time. And they really enjoy that. Just leave them on for sort of 40 minutes and they can all catch up. And it's 40 minutes of peace and quiet for yourself where you can, don't know, wash.
Well, you can put the kids on the phone on Zoom for 40 minutes and go watch an episode of Gangs of London, can't you?
Well, that's what I've been watching at the moment. I'm two episodes in. I like it. It's brutal. It's a bit gory.
Brutal.
It's a bit gory, but some cracking actors in there. So really enjoying that. Two episodes in. I've got, I think, another 8 to go. But do you know what? It's TV at night which is saving me. We've said this before, you know, it's something I look forward to. I look forward to a little bit of dinner, get excited about food way more than usual, because
welcome aboard.
It's the highlight of my week at the moment, and a good series in the evening, and that keeps me sane, mate. And a little bit of rowing on the concept too. Getting a lot better, but every time I text like Lee Byrne, who loves rowing, he was like 2005 Fletley Scarlett's champion at rowing. All right,
well done.
Yeah, he trumps me. I'll say, like, I did 8 500 meters with a minute rest, and I got this time, and he's like way below it. And I don't know whether he's lying or not. It's doing my head in a bit, because I think I got a really good time. But he's essentially showing off, mate, and I don't like it.
I bet you if I got a concept two and got into it, I could do him over 500 meters, bet you.
Yeah, I reckon you could as well. With that amount of weight pulling that small chain, you pull it off.
I'll snap it off. I tell you, I think, you know, because we played with some tall, strong lads, long and strong lads in our time. That helps when you're rowing. There ain't many 5 foot rowers. But I reckon the best rower I ever saw on an ergo is either Pete Short.
Yeah, you've said that before.
Or Tom Wood.
Ah, it's the height.
Tom Wood was special.
It's the height, you see, and it's the long pull as well. There's different techniques to rowing. If you want to do short and sharp, sort of 100, 200 intervals, you need a short pull, then a long pull, and then you get into it. And it's about speed. But then there's other techniques where you just got the long pull, you know, all the way in, all the way up. I posted a little video of myself on the rower, one pull. That was my session online. And Austin Healy straight in saying, poor technique.
Straight away, of course he was.
Yeah. I was like, who is this? Who are you?
Yeah. He's a cheat on the ergo, I heard.
I bet he is. But he's a
cheat. I saw Marcel Garvey cheating on it once. I was short as Marcel Garvey, doing the little double pumps as he pulls.
Yes. Or when you're getting right
to the
end.
The machine.
When you've got like 3 seconds left, just a little jab pull.
Yeah, a few bang, more bang, meters. Bang, bang. Yeah, come on now. But I want one of those in my garden, but I'm also really glad I haven't got one.
Yeah.
Because they're horrible. They are horrible. Like what bikes and like assault bikes and ski ergs. Ugh.
Mm.
They just rank. The mountain climbing machines, I'm not having it. I'm absolutely not having it. But I've got a squat rack, so I can do squat, bench, deadlifts in the back garden, and then I can go for a walk. That's all I need, boy.
Core exercises.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're so good. It's probably about time we give Courtney a call, isn't it?
Yeah.
Should we get on the phone to him, see what he's been up to?
Let's have a chat with the big fella, yeah?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
How are you, Courts? All right?
Yeah, I'm fine, mate. I'm fine. Just trying to hold the fort.
Yeah, how is it? Because you've got about 37 kids, haven't you?
I've got a few, yeah. I've got four little ones, yeah. So it's hard work, mate.
I mean, how's life at home? I mean, this must be a welcome break for you, just to have a chat with some outside people for like half hour.
Yeah, pretty much, to be honest. It's been okay, to be honest. I've been, like I said, just trying to hold the fort, basically. We've got two older kids, Nell and Teddy, So they're 6 and 5.
Yeah.
So that we're homeschooling them. And then we've got twin boys who are 2, like just coming up to 2.5. And they're just absolute carnage, mate.
See, I feel your pain. Flat has got 2 old kids, but I got a young one who's 18, 19 months. And the old 2 are fine, right? You sit them in front of a computer, they can do maths, they can do spelling, the lot. But the older one just wants to ruin everyone's fun. I call him the fun police. Because he spoils everyone. You do baking, he's there pulling all the flour out. You try and do some drawing, he's just ruining it all.
Yeah. Imagine that times 2. But they're a little bit older.
I don't know how you're doing it.
Honestly, mate, it's mental. They're just, I think we're quite lucky because they are good kids. Like they really are good kids. Like they fight and whatever, and they beat each other up.
I can't believe you do all that and your missus just watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians or
Netflix,
whatever.
So yeah, I can't believe it.
It's all me, lads. It's all me. I'm literally doing everything.
Like a single parent back there, Courts. That's what I've heard.
No, I can't even get away with saying that. She'll fucking murder me, mate. She'll murder me.
It's just, I've got an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old, and the homeschooling is like, it's not, you know, we're not tarmacking motorways at midnight, are we? But it's not easy. It's tough when you're not a teacher. Yeah. So it's like, yes, they've got loads of online stuff they can do, but it's still daddy, 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 daddy the whole time. So you can't do anything else. And I find that I'm at capacity just with those 2. I don't reckon I could do, you know, sort out a toddler or 2 toddlers at the same time. So, good on you.
Take my hat off you.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's good, man. We're basically just divide and conquer. So the missus is doing the older 2 and doing the homeschooling thing. And then I'm trying to just keep the twins alive.
It's like it's like WWE, isn't it? You just tap in and tap out.
Yeah, exactly.
What advice would you give to other dads in your situation then?
I think just try and enjoy your time with them. It can get a bit kind of tedious and it can kind of get on top of you, do you know what I mean? Especially depending on what kind of ages they are and stuff, but that you've got no choice, do you know what I mean? You've just got to deal with it, so you might as well just try and have fun, enjoy your time with them, you know, make some, you know, further connections with your kids, and you never know how far that'll take it.
And I got given a top tip that I can't quite remember, but I'll try and do, is that, you know, when you kind of get to the end, you know, when you get to the end of life and living, and it, you know, you're not going to look back and wish you'd worked more.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to look back and wish you'd done the stuff that we're doing now more, even though it can be frustrating. But that's one top tip I think about. The other one is my own. I've invented this top tip. Yeah. Teach your kids early on to love rain. Like, so when the weather's good, kids loves going out. When it rains, my kids are like, yes! I'm like, right, we literally got their bikes out when it started to rain yesterday. We sacked off schoolwork and went out on the bikes and then watched ET. It's like, this is way better. They did do some schoolwork, but you know, if kids love rain, you are onto a winner.
Also,
I've got a lot of time for that.
My top tip would be to teach your kids how to make a cup of tea. because then, then you can time them, right? And you can race, they can race against each other, and it becomes a competition then. So every 20 minutes, they get a chance to make me a cup of tea, and they've got to let it brew for 2 minutes, mind. But
But what you want is your kids racing through the house with boiling water, don't you?
I mean, that's really just what I was thinking.
No, guys, they leave it on the side for me. I'm not that lazy.
Right. Yeah, my girls make me, well, I've got an 8 and a 10-year-old, and my 10-year-old makes me little espressos in the morning. She can just bring them upstairs. The other one has to wear oven gloves in case she spills it. But I think the carpets have paid the price, but you can always get a new carpet, but you cannot put a price on a lion.
Thing is, she borrowed those oven gloves off you, Flats, from your playing days, didn't she?
Yeah, they helped me. They helped me. We're talking to you via on the internet, but via Dove. And it's an interesting. I was just saying to Shanks before we called you on we done a little bit of our own podcast first, and
so probably ripped into you.
I hammered you, I did. No, but I put a tweet out last week without realising these guys were going to call us, saying that I basically haven't washed for about 4 days or 5 days or whatever it was. And then I actually coincidentally went out and got some of the ladies' cucumber deodorant that is actually my favourite. However, are you, you've got you've got 26 kids. They're all under 1 year old. So it's pretty tough back at your place. Are you managing to actually be clean and healthy and keep training and wash yourself? Or are you actually just coming sixth in the pecking order?
No, to be fair, I can't really start my day without a shower. Like I don't know what it is. I just have to. I can't wake up without jumping in the shower. So yeah, just jump in the shower, get my Dove Men Plus Care out, and have a good wash in the morning. Make sure everything's, you know, clean and good to go. And then again, a bit of Dove deodorant so I don't stink it. So I'm not stinking for the rest of the day, and I'm good to go.
So that's a little bit different to Flats. Flats likes to make his bed, all right? After speaking to Jason Fox, like he's the guy he's in love with, he makes his bed every single day now. I suppose washing for us at the moment has become every other day. I'm trying to save water. I'm not on a meter, but...
I like it.
I'm running out of 50p's. I'm running out of 50p's. I can't keep putting them in. I'll keep wondering, like, you don't know what day it is. Like, I know what day it is. I'm on top of that. But If I can't remember the last time I had a shower, then I think it's probably time to pop upstairs and tick that box.
Actually. I tell you what I haven't used, the iron. There has been no need to iron anything whatsoever at the moment. You know, which is great. What are you doing, Courtney, to sort of keep physically fit and also, you know, mentally fit as well?
Actually play plenty of TIG, especially last week.
Hang on. What's TIG?
Is that TIG?
Tag TIG, yeah, sorry. Okay. TIG. So with the older two, they love any kind of like chasing games, whatever. So that keeps me moving, kind of thing. And then I've just been keeping up with my weights, basically.
Yeah.
So I've got a makeshift gym. So just been trying to stay strong and keep a bit of size on for when, that's the thing that takes the longest to kind of get back when you get back into rugby and that.
Mm.
I'll get fit in no time, but trying to get weight on me and that's hard work.
Are you one of these guys that if you don't train for a while, you lose a lot of sort of muscle or?
Yeah. If I don't do weights, then I've got problems. That's kind of my bedrock as a person.
I tell you, quite a good game to play with your kids, lads. It's hide and seek, right? And you say, look, find a real good position, a real good hiding position. And then, if I don't come in 20 or 30 minutes, then, you know, you've won. And then you could just watch TV for a bit.
I've gone in the car a couple of times. And just right, you're not allowed. My little trick is you're not allowed off the property. And it's not like this vast, great place. It's a little, and you've got hardly any outdoor space, live in the city. So it's like, right, no, you're not off the property. So they think, they don't know that that doesn't mean out of the house. So I'll just go and sit in the car out the front of the driveway. Perfect. I quite enjoy that. One thing I was thinking, Courts, is like when you about your training, there are different sorts of blokes. Because what you say, you're like, you'll get fit in no time. You know, you just got to make sure you keep the size on. Obviously, you've got a ton more caps than I ever got, but I played for a long time. And it's like, I could go into the gym having done almost nothing for 6 months and be back up to speed in a couple of weeks, strength wise. But fitness wise, I remember doing this, we had this test, whatever a test it was. And you basically, the amount of seconds, you add up the total amount of seconds it takes you to do every single rep. And I remember it took me 259 seconds. And we had this brutal pre-season. We did army camps, all this running. And then we basically got to the end and did it. It took me 252 seconds. I literally knocked hardly any time off in 2 months of training. Like, I just couldn't get fit. So you're the guy that has to lift and lift, are you? You just got to keep pumping.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I can't put weight on unless... if I ever have like a week off or 2 weeks off or whatever, if I don't lift, I can eat whatever I want and I won't put on weight. I'll lose weight.
Dream.
So to put on weight, I have to lift. I have to lift weights, and it's hard for me to like get weight on and keep weight on. So that's my main thing.
What about sort of cardiovascular wise then? What do you do to?
So I've been just keeping my legs ticking over with kind of drilling stuff. So. It's hard to explain, but it's basically
putting
just
up shelves.
really
high shelves. No, they just call it drill work. So I'm just like, it's basically just turning over your legs and making sure, you know, your Achilles and my ankles and stuff are ticking over, so I don't get too sore when I start.
Are you getting training plans from Northampton or England?
Yes, yes, get training plans for Northampton. Send me my weekly schedules.
And how do they monitor you then? Or is it just...
He just texts them and says he's done it all. Yeah. It's that easy.
Pretty much, yeah.
I've done a 4-minute mile.
Yeah, is it one of those things, Courtney, where it's like, I remember being either in camp with you or whatever at some point, and you getting on the scales, and what are you, 6'7", something like that?
6'7", yeah.
Yeah, and I can't remember what weight you were, obviously over 100 kilos, but the weight came on, and you looked at the scales, and I think I was there, it was me, little Lee Mears, and you were just all getting weighed. And Mearsy got on and added a few kilos on. He shouted over, 104. And they're like, that's good, Mearsy. I got on and I was like 122. I was like, 118. Oh, that's good. And they weren't checking. And I remember you got on and you weighed yourself and you bumped your weight up a little bit. And it was like, we're all changed. But it was almost like you were knocking people around from day one. But if there is a perception that you are too light or too heavy, too fat or too thin, it sits in people's minds. So is that something that still plays on your mind even after all these years?
I like to be a certain weight, and funny enough, all the conditioners and everything want like me to be a certain weight as well. Mm. And nowadays it doesn't play as much factor, so I can be a couple of kegs down and I won't be too bothered about it kind of thing. But I'll probably still tell them that I'm the right weight just so they're not on my case about it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm all right, generally around 114 to 116, and I'm good to go.
Now, you want to say 120, you always got to add a little bit extra, because when you get to a stadium and when you arrive, you sit down, you look through the program, you're always looking at your opposite number, how much does he weigh, how tall is he, and you've always got to add a couple of extra kilos on. I mean, for about 4 years, I was 120 kilos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's quite handy for Courtney is that whatever he weighs, people knows it. He might well break him in half anyway, whatever he's weighing. So that's quite new. Well, I wanted to ask you, Courtney, because obviously we played at a similar time. You were sort of beginning, us towards the end. But I've watched all of your games since I retired, and your game seems to have changed to me. And you might disagree with this, and that's fine. But just from where I'm watching, it's been really interesting. So you were always obviously a big aggressive unit and you love whacking people. You used to just total people all the time.
Yeah.
And you still love colliding with people. But a couple of things I noticed is you, touch wood, you very rarely get done for high tackling, even though you're 6'7".
Yeah.
You seem to have, over the years, improved massively your tackle accuracy and defence. So in terms of not just being a big hitter, but a really effective defender. But your ball carrying over the last few seasons has transformed your game. So are these things you've actively worked on, or is it just kind of do what the coach says and you've evolved as it's gone along?
When I started my first couple of seasons for Saints and probably the first 1 or 2 years for England, I was a big ball carrier or a good ball carrier, and they used to do plenty of it. But then I picked up a few injuries between like 22, well, a lot of injuries between kind of 22 and 26. And I really went away from ball carrying and lost a lot of confidence in it and just kind of relied on my tackling and trying to, hit people to be effective.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously Eddie came in and he said, look, you ain't got a place in the team unless you're carrying and hitting people. So I didn't have a choice. I was either going to start, putting more emphasis on my ball carrying and trying to get back, become a good ball carrier, or not be able to play for England anymore. So
how different is that from playing second row to back row in terms of trying to get yourself into the game with big ball carries?
I find that it's quite funny actually, because I find if you play back row, you have probably maybe a couple more opportunities to carry a game. And that depends who you play for. If I play for England, I'll have a couple more opportunities. If I play for Saints, I'll have a bit less, because flankers hold the width a lot of the time. I found that, interestingly enough, if you play second row, so say I had a game and I played second row, I scored like a 7 out of 10 in terms of how I played. If I played that exact same game at back row, you'd get scored like a 5. Like it's like a real different perception. If you're if you're second row, if you're playing second row or you're playing back row, it's like they people expect so much more from you if you play back row, which I found quite interesting.
Yeah.
Do you find you've got a lot more in the tank, in your legs playing back row? Because I know that, you know, you played a bit. I remember Dorian West saying once, I was the sort of standing with you, I think, because if you're going to be in the second row, you've got to push like a second row in the scrum. So there's a lot of heavy work going in at set piece. Do you find you sort of feel a bit lighter on your feet in the back row?
Yeah, definitely. You do a bit more running, I think. You get around the park a bit more. But then again, you haven't got such heavy legs from the scrumming. I mean, a lot of scrumming nowadays, especially, is technique. Technique and size will get you a long way. And then obviously you want to strengthen, you want to be working hard in the scrum. But yeah, it's much easier at back row getting around the park.
Flats mentioned, you know, how destructive you are in the tackling. You know, one tackle springs to mind on Jules Pleason where you entered him into the ground like a spear. Is there a tackle that you've received that you remember that actually you thought, wow, that I was hit hard?
Yeah, there was. We played against Racing a couple of years ago.
Mm.
And who is the massive prop? Tongan prop. Came back a lot, 150 kegs or something from the World Cup.
Big Ben, not Taufener, is it? Carry on. I'll remember in a sec. Carry on.
Yeah. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. So yeah. He basically did to me what I've done plenty of times. So I kind of drew him in, pass the ball, and he just smoked me. So I got the ball away, which was fine, and we made a little break down the side or whatever, but I was, he put me on my ass pretty quick.
Yeah, but I saw this thing where he weighed in and it was like, it is Tamafuna, I think, Ben Tamafuna. Tamiafuna. He weighed in at like 135 kilos. And at that point, Courts, I'll admit, I'd put on a little bit of weight.
Yeah.
And I was about 134, 135 kilos. And I was at a game. I've seen him at a couple of games. And like I've said it before, he could put me in his pocket like a cigar. He's that big. So I was like, if he's less than, I was talking to one of the Tonga boys, if he's less than 150 kilos, I'm not having it. And they reckon he came back at 165 to pre-season. 165 kilos. Wow. I'm sorry. If you're 140, 150 plus, you should be hitting hard. There's no point.
Oh, 100%. But he, I swear they were talking about him coming back at 150 kegs. So he probably came back heavier than that and just said he was 150. And people were still, you know, pretty amazed at that.
Imagine what you've got a week to come back that weight. Like your diet is just, it must be incredible. Just me eating like 12 hours a day.
Yeah. I mean, unbelievable. Yeah. And the thing is, when he played on the plastic pitch at Sarri's, he looked and it was a hot day. It was like, this isn't made for him. He's too big. But you watch him play for Racing and he honestly gets about. He does all right. Yeah. He's not just a mute who holds a scrum up. He's good in the scrum, of course he is, but he gets about and carries and hits and
he's an athlete,
I don't know how he does it. He is, yeah.
He's just a massive athlete. But yeah, he's quick, man, off the mark. Yeah. He gets moving. It's just his, you know, when you're that big and you've got a bit of pace, it's just the engine, you know, you tire out quick, don't you, when you're using that car.
Jeff Capes was quick. If you watch him on Superstars back in the day.
He was quick. He was quick. Not for that long. So, Courts, in terms of the lockdown situation, it's weird and it's unusual and it's unprecedented for our generation, and of course, but are you one of these guys that is desperate to play even if it's in front of an empty stadium or whatever, or you just like, look, there are people that know more than we do about this, let's chill and it is what it is?
I'm probably about halfway, to be honest, so I'm certainly ready to go back and play rugby. It was a bit bad timing and annoying in a way, because I was like getting up to speed in terms of rugby, you know, I was finding some good form on that, so I was looking forward to getting back to Saints and hopefully tearing up, but obviously that wasn't the case. I'm just waiting for my opportunity to play whenever, you know, the people in charge, the people who know best, says it's safe to go and do that, then I'm ready to go wherever that may be or in front of whoever.
Yeah, your days are full, aren't they, looking after kids, training and everything. Once the kids go to bed, what are you doing to sort of mentally switch off and just mentally relax?
I'm doing a lot of cooking at the minute. I mean, I've always been quite into my cooking, but now you've just got so much time and
all right, like what?
Whatnot. I can't cook anything, mate.
What are you smashing up?
Paella, carbonara, I can cook.
Yeah.
Butter chicken, katsu curry, Jamaican jerk chicken, Jamaican curry. Yeah. I can cook loads, mate.
Wish I'd asked now. Put me to shame.
That's nice. Are you a barbecue addict like me, or is that just me?
Yeah. I've got have you got a Traeger?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Yeah. I've got the Big Green Egg.
Yeah. Brilliant. Flass has got more, mate.
Oh, yeah, it's not a competition, but I've got 150,000 grills.
Oh,
no, I haven't. I'm a bit of an addict. It's an issue. But I'm trying to cut down and keep it sensible, but it's fun, isn't it?
Just like you're a child hoarder, Flats is a barbecue hoarder, all right?
Yeah. No. I've got more grills than you got kids.
Fair play.
Are you going to have any more kids, or is enough?
No, I don't think so. No, we're not going to have any more of that, I mean. I think I'll probably go one more, but my missus has had enough, to be fair. And
yeah.
The only reason I go one more is because if we just had one and we didn't have twins again, we'd find it a breeze, because obviously the latest ones have been twins. But
yeah,
I don't think it's worth the risk.
What if you had twins again? What if?
It'd be all over, wouldn't it? We'd just have to give them away. I don't know what you.
You got to get a van, mate. You got to get a van. You got to move to a compound and get a commune, not a compound, a commune, and get a van. Are you what have you got? Do you have to? Is a seven seater big enough for you, or have you got a proper converted transit?
So it was a bit of a struggle at the start because we've got an Audi Q7.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a struggle at the start because the older two, when the twins were born, Nelly was 4 and Teddy was 3, they couldn't do up their own seatbelts and stuff. So we had to basically crawl in the back of the car and put them in, do the seatbelts up and stuff. But now, and that was a bit of a hassle, and the twins were in massive baby car seats. But it's much easier now where the twins are just in normal kid seats, and so the older two in the back, and they can do their own seatbelt, so they just climb in, twins are in. Yeah, it's a piece of cake now.
It's brilliant, isn't it? When you're before you have kids, you know, you can just leave the house in 3 seconds. I mean, I've got 3, let alone 4. It's a good 20 minutes before I can get out the house with everything in order.
It's funny because it's like, I'm not sure what was a better day. Your kids sleeping through, or your kids being able to. My kids can walk up to the car, open the door, get in, put their seatbelts on, shut the door. They do everything themselves. I reckon the day they both did that was a better day than them sleeping through, because the hassle of getting in and out of a car was breaking me. I couldn't do it. You know, breaking me. So I'm just not going to go anywhere.
What about story time at night? How many stories do you have to read before they all go to bed?
So the twins don't have stories. They aren't that fussed about that. We've had them on a good routine from early on, all of them, which has made a massive difference. The twins just go down. You put them down at 7. They just go straight to sleep every night, and it's great.
Click your fingers, sleep. And then,
yeah, they have been waking up a bit early, but it's because it's so bright out so early. Do you know what I mean? Need to get some blackout stuff for the windows. Anyway, so they sleep from 7 till 6, between 6 and 7 in the morning. Mm. So that's easy. Always sleep through. They're great. Touch wood. Trust them not. They won't sleep through tonight now. And then the older two are the same. So you put them to bed. They can piss about a bit nowadays because they're a bit older, you know, on that side. So,
yeah.
But they're generally pretty good. They'll just go to sleep, one story for both of them, and then lights out.
Jealous. My kids are like Tasmanian devils at bedtime. They explode. About 7:38, they explode.
Yeah, but Flats, you should try reading them something else in Top Gear magazine. Read them a David Walliams book or something. They might like that.
Keep reading my leaving book from school, the end of year album. Yeah. Nicknames were. I should try doing that. Yeah, just reading the dictionary, trying to make them clever. So, Courts, it sounds like you got it nailed. I'm sure, like us, you're keeping your cauliflower ears to the ground to see when Rugger might start again and we all might be able to go back to work and it feel normal. But I'm glad you're getting loads of time with your kids, all of your kids. And glad you're enjoying it, mate, because, you know, we'll probably, in a sense, hopefully, in a nice way, never get this amount of concentrated time again at home, because we'll all have stuff to do. But it's one of the positives, isn't it?
You've got to make the most out of it, mate.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You absolutely have. Stay positive. Keep going.
Yeah.
And stay clean, because you smell fantastic from here, but I'm a long way away.
Do you want me to send Xavier Rush your best, Courtney, after he took your head off?
Oh, back in the day?
Back, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That
was appalling, wasn't it?
That was a high tackle. Get a red card back then. Do you know what I mean? That was a bad tackle.
Oh, yeah. It was something for WrestleMania, wasn't it? It was It was one of the worst I'd seen.
Yeah, that was bad. But Courts, I know we're kind of wrapping up now, but you don't get... I use you as a reference point and as an example all the time. People say it's gone mad with this high tackle rule. It's like you'll give away your penalty, I'm sure, but you're 6'7", you love whacking people, and touch wood, you very rarely get done for high tackles. So is it just about concentration?
Or is it
technique?
Mindset?
What is it? Yeah.
You know, I haven't been done for a high tackle since my debut for Saints.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, when I was 18.
You've said it now. You're knackered. You're going to get done a ton when you come
back.
That's
it. I know. Yeah. So that was. Wow. I mean, it's just technique. I mean, I've always tackled low, especially since I've got a bit more experience. I ain't trying to smash the big boys anymore. So generally, if they're over 110 kegs, I'll just chop them.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. I've just never had a. I've never found it hard to get my body height down. So, yeah, I'm always, especially if it's. I think a lot of people, if somebody gets kind of outside them, they tend to go quite high, and that's when you get quite a lot of high tackles, swinging arms over the top and stuff. But if somebody gets outside me, my thought process is to go low and just chop their legs out. So, yeah, I don't really struggle with that.
Yeah, it's good. It's good work. It's good work. You've been late once or twice, but not high. So that's fine.
Well. Define late, would you please?
Yeah. No, you got me once. I'm still bitter about it. I still reckon the most... Did you ever play against Chris Halofia?
Yes.
Did you ever collide with him? Because I always think he was the worst of all.
Do you know Paul Diggin, don't you?
Yeah.
Halofia took like, I think it was one of the balls where the hooker like throws it over the line out and somebody like shoots around the back. So I think London Irish had like thrown it over the top. Halofia caught it, Diggin comes up to try and tackle him and just takes the knee straight to the face.
Oh, no.
Just out cold off the pitch. Yeah, but no, he was one of the most brutal hitters there's ever been. Yeah. But he's
such a nice man.
Is he? I never really met him. Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? But... He would have, well, he had plenty of red cards, didn't he? Must have had plenty of concussions as well, bro. You see some of his highlights and he knocks himself out.
When he was at London Irish, Mike Capp was coaching London Irish, but still living in Bath because he played at Bath for years. And and I saw Catty like up in town once and we were talking about, we were playing them that weekend. And I said, Big Chris is still on a ban. He's like, yep, banned again. He came back two games, banned again. And I said, what do you guys pay him? And he's like, whatever they pay him, he's worth it. Because I know he gets banned a lot, but when he's not banned, he's a killer. And it's like, yeah, there's not a weapon like him. You're like, yeah, I get it. I completely get it.
And that was back then again. So, you know, he hits. He's a mad one. Hits hard.
Hits to hurt. Anyway, right, we better wrap this up now and let you get back to your father duties, your cooking duties. Your training duties. Yeah.
Keep going, mate. Doing a great job.
Cheers,
and keep him alive. Keep eating, yeah?
Will do, mate.
Keep chopping, mate.
Cheers, Courts. Happy lockdown. Cheers mate. Bye.
Bye.
That was nice, wasn't it?
Lovely.
I think he was desperate just to get away from the kids. He put on a brave voice, a brave face, so to speak. But I think he really appreciated that, mate.
Oh, if it's not the highlight of his day, I'll be pretty disappointed because I don't suppose there's a lot else going on.
Four kids, twins, 2 years old. Wow.
Wow.
He's doing a great job, though.
He is. There's some nice, on his Instagram, there's lots of, you know, pictures you'd expect, but there's a couple of lovely ones with his kids and there's one of him just in the garden, top off, tats out, big mohawk holding his twins. That is beautiful stuff.
I mean, the biggest surprise for me was that he actually fancies another. But
Yeah, you know? It's funny, isn't it? Yeah. He's, yeah. You know, boys yeah. get broody too, boy.
Not this one. Anyway.
No, you've done your bit. You've done your bit, mate. Yeah. You've done enough.
I've signed out. I've hung up my boots.
I just feel, you know, what if he... I had a coach at Bath once who had two kids and was desperate for one more, and they're triplets.
Oof.
There were triplets in the family, took the risk. Bang, five kids. He's like, we're selling both cars, we're moving house, we're moving to an area we don't like to get a house with enough bedrooms.
I thought you were going to say they were selling both kids then.
No, in the end, he had to take a different job just because it was more money. Didn't even want it.
There we are.
It's the way it goes, fella. But keep going. I'm going to have a shower now because I do not like Courtney. I do not get up and shower straight away every day.
Nor do I.
Need coffee and toast first.
I might start, though. If it's working for him, then... You know, I'm all up for change, mate. I've started making my bed. I'm going to shower in the mornings. I'm going to see if that makes a difference.
I can't make my bed and shower. It's one or the other. I can't do both. I haven't got time.
And you don't want to let down Jason Fox, do you?
No, Foxy comes first because Courtney's a big hitter, but Jason Fox is a trained...
Assassin.
He gets your pressure points, doesn't he? Like Bruce Lee.
Oh.
That's what them lot do.
Yeah.
Have you watched SAS Who Dares Wins yet?
Of course I have. Of course I have.
Yeah.
Very good.
Katie Price... I still call her Jordan. Jordan, I don't know. When you do those pre-filming interviews and you talk about how tough you are, just be careful. That's what I think. Because no one's unbreakable.
Yes. And she broke as well, holding a sandbag above her, which,
yeah,
you know, if you're going to break, it's going to be in the cold water, I would have thought.
How much out of 10 do you want to have a fight with Tony Bellew?
Oh, what?
0.7?
Less. My God, how aggressive is he? What about Fash the Bash?
Yeah,
Fash the Choke.
I saw a documentary. I think it was on Wimbledon, the Crazy Gang, and he was on it. And I was like,
they were saying that like some sort of hard man came to Wimbledon Football Club, and obviously Fash was the main man there, and it was a bit of head to head with him. And in the change room, Fash walked in, closed the door, said, "There's only one man leaving."
Wow.
He knows karate as well. I'll let you know.
Does he?
Mm. And he knows, you know, stuff from Gladiators.
Yeah, Foxy would do him though.
You know, like Powerball.
Yeah, but he couldn't beat Foxy.
No, that's right. Could anyone?
Courtney Laws not getting done for a high tackle since his Saints debut is an unbelievable stat.
I'm going to Google that now, just to check.
Yeah, all right.
That's his words though. You know, never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I never got dropped in 15 years. Anyway.
right, there we are.
Keep going. Offer a shower. Nice and fresh. Keep it fresh.
Enjoy, everyone. Goodbye.
Well done, guys. Cheers, Tara.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.